recognize him as our Lord as a result of that, then it means that whatever word we also have in our spirit or in our heart, through which or by which we speak, we can also have that result in our life. So in Genesis chapter 1, it says, and God said, light be. But before God said, light be, God knew that his word was with him. And when God said, light be, light came. Is that not what the scripture says? Now, the scriptures tell us, one, believing with your heart. Two, confessing with your mouth. Then three, it tells us about the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Are you following me? The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So, God having his word and releasing his word through what he said, the Christian having the word of God in his spirit and releasing the word of God from his spirit through what he says, makes the word of God in the spirit of the Christian operative. The word will not work in this book. The word will work from your spirit. And last week I explained a lot of things here. But listen, the word will work from your spirit. You understand? But it will not even work from your spirit until the word has been released through your mouth. In the same way when you are born again, or before you get saved, you will have to believe with your heart. How many of you know that? You believe with your heart and confess with your mouth. Then when you go to church, they say, oh, lift up your hands. Say, I believe that Jesus Christ was raised, and I confess him. Why do you say that? So that you will be saved. But the scriptures tell us that when you say that because you believe with your heart, then you are saved. That is where salvation is. Now listen. Are you following? So Genesis chapter 1, it says, and God said, light be, and light came. But then we have an insight from John that the word that God said was with God. You understand? Can I continue? So now listen very carefully. Don't let Daisy distract you. Daisy is just also preaching. Shout hallelujah. There's an old Pastor Chris message that when you hear, you see the daughters talking. It's normal. Now listen, but I want you to just follow me. I don't want to just concentrate on this. I want you to follow me closely so you don't catch anything. And this thing is very important. This is very important. Now listen. God said light be and light was. But the scriptures reveal to us that the word was with God. God believed his word. God said his word. And his word came. Then the word also reveals to us in Genesis chapter 1 that the Spirit of God was also present before God said anything. You understand? So it means that what the Christian needs is to, one, believe the word, speak the word, and have the Holy Ghost. Are you following? What the Christian needs is to believe the word of God, to speak the word of God based on what he believes or she believes, and to also have the Holy Ghost. How many of you are following? You are following. So, believe the word, speak the word, and have the Holy Spirit. God had the Holy Ghost. Or, the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of God, was present. You understand? And the word of God was with God. And God spoke his word. Or, he released his word. So, you see, it means that what the word of God can produce for God, or provide for God, when it's in him, that same word, when it's in the Christian, can produce the same results for God or provide the same thing for the Christian. You've caught that. But you see, there is the importance also of the Holy Spirit. I want you to follow me very, very closely. Are you following? Why? Because, you see, we have a bigger privilege in the New Testament. The Holy Ghost. So when God spoke whatever he said in Genesis, because what he said was with him. Or when God as a spirit being, because I want to emphasize on the spirit, as a spirit being, released his word that was in his spirit, or that was in him, in Genesis, what he said came to pass. But according to the scriptures, we are made to know that whatever God said was made to manifest or to materialize by the Holy Ghost. So it means there are three important things that we need. One, to believe the word. Two, to speak the word. Three, to have the Holy Spirit to materialize whatever we've released into operation. So I was saying something here, that if we say that, if you go to your business and say, business, you are blessed, for instance. You understand? If that word, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of Abraham, or the word of God concerning blessing is in your spirit, the word of God concerning blessing must be in your spirit before you can release that blessing on your business through what you say. So when you tell your business to be blessed because the word of God concerning blessing is resident in your spirit, then blessing becomes operative in your business. You understand? But the materialization or the manifestation of the blessing in the physical realm, for the business to now begin to increase and to prosper, is performed through the Holy Spirit, or through the power of the Holy Spirit. How many are following me now? So three important things: to believe the word, to speak the word, to have the Holy Ghost. How do I know that? Because God in Genesis did that. He believed the word. You understand? Or he had the word in him. Then what did he do? He spoke. Then what happened? What he said was released. Then the Holy Ghost, say the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost made sure what God said was made manifest. Why? I've explained here before that the Holy Ghost is the person of God's ability. So that if God wants to do anything, anything God wants to do, if God says that I will do this thing, he is going to actually do that through the Holy Spirit. Or he's going to do that by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the hand of God. The Holy Ghost is the operative person of God. The Holy Ghost. Are you following me? Are you following me? So now we are combining the word of God and the spirit of God. So when, now listen, for instance, how many of you are born again here? How many of you are born again here? You are born again, lift up your hands. Okay, now listen. Listen. When you are born again, we say, last week I explained that you are born through the word of God. You understand? So when you believe and you confess the Lordship of Jesus, you are born again, you are saved. But the reality of that takes place in your spirit. Oh. Look at what I said. You understand? The reality of that takes place in your spirit. The one who makes your spirit, or who fashions your spirit in accordance with salvation, is the Holy Ghost. So when a person steps forward and lifts up his hand and says, "Oh, I believe with my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, and I confess him as my Lord," we don't see anything again. Or do you see something again? The person is the same person who was standing there in the physical sense. He's the same person. If he was black, he was black. Was white, he was white. But somebody steps into that person who has made that confession. His name is the Holy Spirit. So any person who is born again has the Holy Ghost. Why? So that what he has believed and confessed can be made manifested in that person, or in the spirit of that person, by the Holy Ghost. How many of you understand that? So the scriptures tell us that anybody who, Romans chapter 8, I think verse 10, 11, 12, he says that anyone who does not have the Spirit of God does not belong to Christ. The one who belongs to Christ is the one who has the Holy Ghost. How many of you understand that? You understand that? You are following. You are following closely. That means that if a person is saved, the first step he does is to believe and to confess. Afterward, what happens to the person is what the Holy Ghost comes into the person to perform in the spirit of that person. So anybody who does not have the Holy Ghost is not born again. But the one who has the Holy Ghost is born again. Why does the person have the Holy Ghost? Because he has believed and he has confessed. Because he has believed and he has confessed, the Holy Ghost comes into such a person to do what? To make manifest or to materialize what the person has said, has believed and has confessed in the spirit of that person. So that the salvation process complete. Shout hallelujah. In that same way. Oh Lord Jesus. Shout hallelujah. So I've given you two illustrations. One is in Genesis. The second one is when you are born again. So, in that same way, when a Christian believes the word or receives the word of God into his spirit and confesses the word because of what he believes, because such a person have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is inside that person for another reason, because there are so many reasons why the Holy Ghost is inside us. One major reason is to make manifest what the person has believed and has spoken. How many of you understand that? Oh, if you don't understand, I can't shock you right now. Can I shock you? So, it means that what you believe and you speak, the word of God you believe and you speak, becomes operative when you speak it. It will not become operative until you believe it. You must first believe the word and then release that word through what you say for that word to be what? Operative. Then the Spirit of God inside of you takes the word that you have released and materializes that word into the physical. Is that not powerful? It tells us that there is nothing that we are looking for. You see, there are two kinds of sources. There's the temporal source, there's the eternal source. The eternal source is the word. The temporal source is what the physical can offer. That is for those who are following. You are not following very carefully, you won't catch it. Robert, what do you need? Shout hallelujah. Are you following? Are you following? The reason I'm asking for what you need is that. So if Obed needs something, if Obed needs a child, for instance, and Obed can look into this word, I've explained a lot of things about this word the last 2 weeks, last week and this week. Powerful. If Obed looks into the word and can see what God has said concerning children and can receive that word in his spirit and speak that word, when he receives that word in his spirit and he speaks it, he has released the child. That's what I'm talking about. He has released the child. The manifestation of that child in the womb is done by the power of the Holy Ghost. So what you need is to be able to believe that the word of God concerning what you say you need and to speak it. Now that is one aspect. And to also get the Holy Ghost or the power of the Holy Ghost to make manifest what you've spoken. That's what I'm teaching you. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, can I shock you? Now, it is only in the New Testament that both the Word of God and the Spirit of God can dwell in the same place. Only in the New Testament. It's only in the New Testament that the Word of God and the Spirit of God can dwell in the heart of a man. Oh, when you miss watching this conference one, you've missed a lot. For even once, you've missed a lot. And you see, we are not just here to just talk. We are here to make a life. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our interest in watching this conference is to make a life. To do what? To make a life. Or to program people with the word. So that before you ever encounter a problem, you have the word of God concerning that problem in you already. You didn't get what I said. Before you can encounter any problem, the word of God concerning that problem is already in your spirit. So when you meet that problem, simple. So Caleb and Joshua, they said, oh, this is just, these people, they are just bread for us. They said they are bread for us. And the scriptures tell us that we also, having the same spirit of faith, we believe and we speak. There are a lot of unbelieving believers in the body of Christ. We are supposed to believe the word. You are supposed to receive the word into your spirit. Your spirit is a person. Your spirit is a person. Your spirit is you. Your spirit is you. Your you is your spirit. You remember that last Sunday. Your you is your spirit. This is just a coat. This body, this one, it's a coat. The reason for this coat is for you to be able to on the earth. But inside that coat is a great person, the human spirit. Now, listen, why I'm saying the dominion of the human spirit is what I'm explaining today. That it's only in the New Testament that the Spirit of God and the Word of God can live or reside in the heart of a person. It's only in the New Testament. It's only in the new creation. Say new creation.
New creation.
Say Christian.
Christian.
It is only the Christian or the new creation who has both the word, or who can have both the word of God and the spirit of God residing in the same place at the same time. And that place is the human spirit. So you can have the word of God in your spirit and have the Spirit of God in your spirit now. It's only in this dispensation that we have that privilege. Can I release another bomb? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you are following? Don't worry, if today is your first time, it will be like Chinese movie. World Changers Conference is not an ordinary meeting. It's not what? Not an ordinary meeting. When you come here, you must be able, you see what the scripture says? It says, it is the honor or is the glory of God to do what? To conceal a thing, and the honor of kings to investigate. So God has concealed a lot of things in his word. You investigate. What do? You search. Alabasakata. It means that if you can receive the word of God concerning healing into your spirit and release the word of God that you have received in your spirit concerning healing, you have made healing operative. The power of the spirit takes that word that you have released, or the healing that you have released, and manifests it in your body. How many of you understand what I just said? So what? Oh, Lord Jesus. What you need is the word of God concerning healing in your spirit if you want to be healed. You need the word of God concerning healing in your spirit. Then you need to be able to release the word of God concerning healing that you have received in your spirit through what you say. When you do that, you have made healing operative. But then the power of the spirit, or the spirit of God who is also living inside, Lagusata. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, it is only in the New Testament, it's only with the new creation that the word of God can proceed from the Christian, and the spirit of God can also proceed from the Christian. Why? Because it's only in the new creation, or the Christian, or the New Testament, that the word can reside in your heart. All those in the Old Testament did not have their spirit changed. They weren't born again. Now he says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed through the word of God. So when we get born again, we are products of the word. When we receive the word into our spirits, we receive the main reason why it is important that we receive the word into our spirits is to be able to release that word from our spirit. In other words, in the New Testament, the word of God that has proceeded from God already now proceeds from the Christian through what he says. I think I'm talking to believers. Because you are too quiet to... This is not anything... Is it anything hard? No, it's not anything hard. It's very simple. So, you would realize that the word of God in the New Testament proceeds from the Christian. If it will work, the word will not work with God. If the Christian wants something to happen, the word of God will work with the Christian. If the Christian, or will work through the Christian, if the Christian wants the word to work for him. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about the Christian. If God wants to do anything, he will do it through his word. If the Christian wants to do anything, he will also do it through the word of God he has received. That is how important the word of God is to us. So a Christian who does not study his word, the word of God, is in trouble. It's in trouble. So it's only in the New Testament that the word of God can proceed from the Christian, and the Spirit of God can also proceed from the Christian. And I've said it here again and again that in the New Testament, the Spirit of God doesn't come from God. The Spirit of God comes from the Christian. Why? Because the Spirit of God has been given. He has been what? In the last days, I'll pour my Spirit upon all flesh. So he has now been poured, or he has been given to the Christian. But in the Old Testament, he had not been given. So Jesus said, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Then the scripture says that this he spake of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And at that time that Jesus was speaking, the Holy Ghost had not yet been given. But when Jesus arose on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God was given. So now the Spirit of God has been given. We have the Holy Ghost in us, in our spirits. We also have the Word of God, or we can have the Word of God in our spirits. When we have both in our spirit, it means we are ready for anything that God can do to happen to us. That is a child of God. There is no father who wants his child, or who doesn't want his child to live like him. Your father says, I'm a successful person. I was a medical doctor. I said, you to join me, be a medical doctor. No father who is illiterate will say that, okay, I want to go and learn how to. I won't take you to school. I won't get you educated. You just go and learn something else. No. It hardly happens. Because every father wants the best from the child. God wants the best for us. God has given us what we need to have to be able to do what he does. Shout hallelujah. Are you following? Now, that tells us a lot of things. Sometimes, people say that the devil has stolen something from you, or the devil can steal something from you. So they say, oh, I had this thing. And sometimes people say, oh, the devil has stolen something from them, Christians. Too many of them, eh? The devil, listen very carefully. The devil cannot steal anything from the Christian. What the devil can do is to steal the word of God concerning that thing from the Christian. The word. The devil can't steal anything from the Christian. The devil can only steal the word of God concerning that thing from the Christian. He knows that as long as the Christian has the word, if he takes whatever he's taking from the Christian 10 times, the Christian with the word can still have something. How many of you caught that? So it's important. That is why in the parable of the sower, Jesus said, can we go there? Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 15. Quickly, obey. Mark chapter 4, verse 15. I want you to see what Jesus said concerning the word of God in the spirit about the parable of the sower.
Mark chapter 4, verse 15.
Uh-huh.
And these are the ones mm-hmm. by the wayside mm-hmm. where the word is sown.
Where the word is sown. Uh-huh.
When they hear.
When they hear, what happens?
Satan comes immediately.
Satan comes immediately, and that's what?
And takes away the word.
And takes away the word.
That was sown
that
in
was
their
sown
hearts.
In their hearts. Satan comes immediately. Somebody says, how does Satan, how can Satan steal the word from your heart? You want to know? You want to know? Next week I'll teach you. Parable of the sower. I'll teach you. Next week I'll be teaching something about how to have the word in your spirit. I'll be explaining further. Amen. Then I'll explain that. But then what I want you to catch tonight is that the devil, he says that, and the Satan comes immediately to do what? To take the word of God, which has been sown in the person's heart, away from the person. So Satan cannot steal your anything. He can steal the word from you. Because if Satan dares to steal anything that belongs to you, that or that you have, you can have 1,000 times of that if you have the word in you. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you see, there are ministries that believe that whatever you need, just pray to God for it. Listen very carefully and follow me. That is not wrong. I don't have anything against that. I'm just showing you that there is the good, there is the acceptable, there is the perfect will. I'm teaching you the perfect will. So they say, oh, pray to God to come and give you this thing. Maybe you want a child, they say, pray to God, pray to God, keep praying. One day, God will hear you. When you come to watch in this conference, we show you where the baby is. Can I show you where a baby is right now? Go to Psalm 128. See, I'm trying to explain to you what you are looking for, what you are looking for, what you need has already been provided in the word. If you can have that word inside of you, as in believing the word, then what happens? You can release that word from your spirit and expect a manifestation or a materialization of what you have released, which is possible today as is possible, it was possible with God. So you can, you can get yourself pregnant. You can get your business to do what? To prosper. You can get your finances to change. Going from church to church, moving from meetings to meetings won't change anything. Moving from one man of God to another man of God won't change anything. You may get one testimony. But we are not looking for one testimony. We are looking for a life of control. We are looking for a life where every year is a plus. When we say every year is a plus, every year something is added. Then you move from every year to every month. That's what I want to move to. I want to move to every week and every day. Every hour. It's a plus. It's not one testimony. Then you are there. I've said it over and over that the Shunammite woman had a testimony. I'll say it over and over again. The Shunammite woman had a testimony. She had a testimony. After that, the testimony died. She had to go and look for the one with the word of God, Elisha. The word of God was with Elisha at that time, but was not in Elisha. The word could not be in Elisha. And there was a famine. After that, Elisha went to raise the child back. Again, when you read further, you realize there was a famine. The woman traveled. She came back again. She came to meet Elisha again. Elisha had to speak. Gehazi had to speak to the king. For the woman's everything to be restored to her again. So it's, you need this, you go. You need, that's Old Testament life. New Testament, we want to move from 1 year, glory year, to another year, glory year, to another year, glory year, to another year, glory year. You can marry because everybody is marrying, but you can marry because the word also says get married. There's a difference. Christians, if you are not influenced by the word of God, you'll be influenced by the world. There is no two ways about that. So it's either you are getting married because your friends are getting married, or you want to get married because your friends are getting married, or you think you are growing old. Thinking you are growing old is not consistent with the word. What is necessary is that you receive the word of God concerning marriage into your spirit. I sent a message somewhere last week. Or where was it last week? And I said that many Christians spend most of their time preparing on their wedding, what kind of wedding they want to have. But they don't spend most of their time preparing on what kind of marriage they want to have. And there is a difference. It's a difference. So they can plan 1 year ahead what kind of wedding. Me, I want to have a wedding which is like this with their friends. But they will never say, I want to have a marriage which is like this, which is like this. So they have a foundation for wedding, not a foundation for marriage. So there is a good wedding, but a shipwrecked marriage. Is that not powerful? I've shocked you. Now listen. Can we continue? So in what just come, we show you where the thing is. You are here. Maybe you are here tonight. You are struggling with your finances. You are struggling. You've prayed all your prayers. You fasted all your fasting. Does not change anything. They say, keep praying. You are praying. Prayer is good. I'll show you why in the New Testament. One major reason why we pray in the New Testament. Before we close tonight. I'll close very soon. Shout hallelujah. So maybe you are praying. What you need is what the word of God has said concerning your finances. Some people think that when they travel to so-and-so country, they will become rich. Some people think that when they travel to so-and-so country, then they will become rich. Can I say it again? They say, when I change my job, I can become rich. That is not the plan of God concerning us. You want to be rich? Get the way. He says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and no sorrow is added to it. He says, the blessing of the Lord, the what? See, it says that when a person is blessed, blessings manufacture riches. It says, look unto your father Abraham. It says, I called him alone and I blessed him and I increased him. So blessings increase. So it is not moving from one country to another. Some people think, people feel that they are so big because they travel to a particular country. An arrow under the sun. That is not Christianity. You can travel to any country you want to go to, but not with the understanding that I'm traveling here so that I'll be rich. No. Because there is blessing on your life. It is like people saying that, we are going to kill all the ancestral curses in your life and all those things. That is not in the New Testament. Those things are not very relevant. The reason why those things are not very... You see, I'm teaching you certain things today. It's because in the New Testament, no Christian is cursed. Every Christian is blessed. The solution to light is darkness. So when you are in darkness and somebody gives you light, he has given you the solution to the darkness. The solution to a curse is the blessing. So all those who are of faith, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 1... Everywhere you can read from one, just be reading. Is that those who are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Abraham came from an idol worshipping home, but he didn't break any curse. All that he needed was a pronouncement from God, the word of God to Abraham. Can I even shock you again? This one, if I shock you, you'll be confused. I'll shock you. I wanted to show you something that even when we talk about Abraham having a child, it was not fully up to God. No. It was not fully up to God. It was with the word of God to Abraham. So, Abraham, God called him. He said, I'll bless you. Leave your father's house. That was the word of God that had come to Abraham. Are you following? When Abraham followed that word, he did not have any child because God did not speak of a child. The word of God concerning a child had not yet come to Abraham. Still loading. So the word of God that came to Abraham in Genesis was, leave your father's house. I'll bless those who bless you. I'll curse those who curse you. And Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken. There was nothing about the child. Then Abraham kept on going. God showed up. He says, I'll make your seed as mighty as this. They will inherit this land. That's what he said. I'll make your seed. Abraham said, okay. If you make my seed, we are waiting. So the word came to Abraham. He was just walking with the word. Until one day, as Abraham was relaxing, three men came to Abraham and said, a year about this time. When they came to Abraham, this time, they weren't talking about departing from his father's house. This time, they were talking about they were talking about a word concerning a child to Abraham and Sarah. So the scripture says, by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive and to deliver. Because at that particular time, the word of God that came to Abraham and to Sarah, because Sarah was behind the gate listening. And she laughed. Do you understand? This one, you understand. You later. The thing is going higher. But listen. So it's very important. Say it's very important. The word of God to you. The word of God in you. Abraham, the word came to Abraham. But we can receive the word into our spirits. The word of God in the spirit of the Christian is the same as the word of God in God as a spirit. Did you catch that? I can see that some of you have. But this is not anything difficult. Is it difficult? So, the word of God in the spirit of the Christian is the same as the word of God in God as a spirit. God is a spirit. Has a word in his spirit or in him. You as a spirit or a spirit being, when you have the same word in you, is the same. To God, his word in you is the same as his word in him. Why would God give his word to us? Because he wants his word to come into us the same way his word is in him and with him. That is why he has given us his word. So our responsibility is to take up the word from this book into our spirit. And I said that there are people who say, oh, keep praying for the child. But when you come here, we teach you. We show you from the word where the child is, where the baby is. You are praying for business breakthrough. You are praying for business breakthrough or for financial changes. We begin to show you financial principles, which we'll be showing later. Or we'll be showing you concerning health, healing. Say the dominion of the human spirit. So the reason why the human spirit has dominion is because the human spirit is carrying this. Now listen, the human spirit is a custodian of the word of God and the Holy Ghost. That is why that's why I call this the dominion of the human spirit. Your spirit is a custodian. Say custodian. Of the word of God. And the spirit of God. Your spirit is possessed with the word of God and is possessed with the spirit of God and can possess the word of God. Say me. My spirit can receive the word of God and has already received the Holy Spirit in this house. So when you see us coming like this, and we have received the word into our spirits, and we receive the Holy Ghost into our spirits. You may look down on us because you are looking at the outward man, but we have a time atomic bomb. What is inside of us? There is something inside of us. There is something inside of you. The Holy Ghost is inside of you. You carry the word of God inside of you alongside. You carry the word and the Holy Ghost. You are getting ready for the manifestation of the word that you carry. When a person is pregnant and it has not shown up, doesn't mean that it's not pregnant. As long as she is pregnant, there is a baby. You are carrying a baby of the word. But I said something. What did I say? I said people say, oh, be praying for a child, be praying for. Check here, check. Psalm 128, let me shock you some right now. When I show you Psalm 128, I've shown you where the child is. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've said it over and over, the Spirit of God cannot do in the life of the Christian what what should I even say? The Spirit of God can't do in the life of the Christian if the word of God is not in that person. How should I even put it? How should I put it? Holy Ghost, how should I put it? So the Spirit of God cannot do through you or to do in your life something that you don't have the word concerning that in your spirit. The Holy Ghost. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is a teacher and a trainer. He guides you into truth. Why is he doing that? Why is that the Holy Ghost will just not just step inside of you and begin to do things, but he guides your spirit into truth. Because when your spirit gets a hold of truth, then he can work based on the truth that you have in your spirit through you. How blessed we are. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Say, I can see a great future ahead of me.
I can see a great future ahead of me.
I can see a particular kind of life ahead of me.
I can see a particular kind of life.
When you understand these things, I'll teach you something. Rest in the word. You can now rest in the word. People are saying all manner of things. So, no, I'm at rest. Because you have already received, as long as the word of God concerning that is in your spirit, you are certain and assured that that which you are looking for, you already have it. But it's in your spirit. I see great people here. I see mighty folks here. I see great men. I see people of influence. The word of God can influence your finances. When the word of God influences your finances, your source of money becomes spiritual. Some of you, your source of money is just physical. Very soon it will become spiritual. When I begin to teach you on prosperity, I'll teach you. Say, teach us.
Teach us.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Read Psalm 128 quickly.
Psalm 128. Uh-huh. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord,
uh-huh,
who walks in his ways.
Uh-huh.
When you eat, mm-hmm, the labor of your hands,
oh,
you shall.
Someone should give me the King James. This is your new King James. Is give me the King James or some, the NIV or something. The new King James. I don't.
King James.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 128. Mm-hmm. Reading from the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord,
mm-hmm,
that walketh in his ways.
Uh-huh.
For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands.
For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands.
Uh-huh. Happy shalt thou be.
Happy shalt thou be.
And it shall be well with thee.
And it shall be well with thee. That word, it shall be well, means it shall be rich with thee. He says, you shall eat the labor of your hands. Are you people working here? See, when I go to the UK, I can become very rich. He didn't say that here. When you go to the UK, you can become very rich. The scripture says God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does his will is accepted of him. So God is no respecter of nations. Neither is he a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of his word. And the person God respects is the one who has his word in him. Simple. Is that not very simple?
Simple.
Now read.
Thy wife,
uh-huh,
shall...
Wait. He says that you shall eat the fruit of your labor. Or what does he say? And it shall be well with thee. When you see such scripture, this is what I'm talking about. You are selling a microphone. That is what you sell. You're a business person. You are selling a microphone. See, let me tell you this. God is not a buyer's God. If God will only make people who are educated rich, then those of us who are not educated, we are in trouble. And it means that God is a buyer's God. And I've said it over that even in the physical realm, the natural realm, we mention names of rich people who never stepped in the classroom. And those who stepped in the classroom are working under those who did not step in the classroom. It is not about how much school you've gone to. I didn't say don't go to school. But I'm trying to show you what the word of God says. So maybe you are a hairdresser. You are a shoemaker. You are what? Let me just come lower. A pen seller or a charcoal seller. It makes no difference according to the word. Are you following what I'm saying? That is what, that, when you understand this, it means you are getting ready to transform somebody's life. When you don't understand this, it means you are only thinking about yourself. Then you begin to understand that God has spoken his word. I've explained this thing about the word of God, is God speaking to us. I explained this about the word of God. When you believe the word or you see the word, you are in a world. I explained that it's life to those who find it. I explained that. You weren't here. You understand? And now I'm saying that he said that you shall eat the fruit of your labor and it shall be well with thee. How shall it be well with thee? It shall be well with thee because you shall eat the fruit of your labor. It means there is something that will happen to that fruit of your labor that will make it be well with you. So you say, I'm a hairdresser. Oh, me, I'm just an apprentice. It doesn't matter where you find yourself. This scripture inside your spirit can produce for you whatever you want to see in your life. In other words, when I receive this scripture into my spirit, I have moved from the place where I'm talking about I'm just a hairdresser, what will come out of it. I've moved from that stage. I've come to a place in my spirit where I can now see that it can be well with me through this word. And this word can influence that hairdressing through the power of the spirit. That is what I'm showing you. So that you don't say, I'm just doing this thing. What will come out of it? No. See, I'm so big. See, I'm so big. But just saying I'm so big is not enough. Carry this word, for instance, into your spirit. Carry it. Let your spirit, is a person. Let your spirit see this word. Then at that particular place, you are dealing with eternal realities. You are dealing with unseen realities. You are dealing with things which are not in the temporal realm, natural realm. Your source and your greatness is not connected to the natural realm. Your source and your greatness at that particular time becomes connected to the supernatural realm. You can try it. You can say that, okay, this is what I'm selling. I'm carrying this word into my spirit, as Minister Prince said. And see the outcome. Instead of moving from place to place and begging people, sit down on this book, this word, alone. Get it into your spirit. Shout hallelujah. Continue, Ben. Let me close with this one.
Thy wife.
Thy wife
shall be as a fruitful vine by thy side.
Wife shall be as a fruitful vine. How?
By thy side.
By thy side.
Of thine house.
Of thine house. Is that not enough? So, you want God to give you a child. God has said this in his word. That your wife shall be a fruitful vine. Your wife shall be what? So you say, now listen. Jennifer, I'm here. Jennifer, you shall be a fruitful vine. Is that not my word to you? If you believe in me as a person, and I give you my word, you wouldn't come and ask me any question again. All you need is the word I've given you. You will take the word and say, oh, I'm a fruitful vine. Then you carry that word into your spirit. Next week, I'll teach you that, so don't miss it. Next week, I'll teach you how to put the power of God into operation and how to all these things. I want to teach you these things one by one. I want some of you to just go and come back with just the word. No touch, no prophecy, nothing. Testimony. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you are not limited.
I'm not limited.
You're not limited. You are training yourself for something greater. You look around you, there is no money for anything you want to do. You've received prophecy, they've prayed for you, you are still praying. You say, no, there is something wrong somewhere. He says, God has concealed something in his word. If you find it out, that's last time we said it, that he says that for the alive to those who find it, Is there no life for, to those who sit in church? Those who are choirs, what do we call it? Choristers and ushers in church. No. It is life to those who find it. You can't find what you don't search for. So he says that it is the glory of God to conceal something, and then it is the what? The honor of kings, who are kings, us, to search for the thing. So whatever you are looking for, search for it in the word. If you can find this in the word, you are settled. Say, I'm settled. Bishop David Oyedepo said something. He said that when he discovered what he discovered concerning prosperity, he had one suit. He said, Lord, I refuse to be poor. Now he is big. Why? The word in your spirit will produce what he's talking about from your spirit through what you say, and will be materialized through the Holy Spirit in you. Is that not very simple? Why don't you go on a search? You only search for what is valuable unto you. The reason why most of you pray, and think God has not left you, is because you have not proven enough that anything about God is valuable to you. Because you prove that when you can search, you go on a search concerning whatever you want to see happening. If you are able to find it and get it into your spirit, and know that you have gotten it into your spirit, you will be provoked to release it. If you are able to release it, you've made the word operational in your life. Then the Holy Ghost aspect comes in. Next week I'll continue with the Holy Ghost. Shout a big hallelujah. So don't miss next week for anything. Next week is the third weekend. Don't miss next week for anything. Look at another person. Don't miss next week. Because if you can understand these things, Paul, it's not simple. If you can understand this thing, you will sit down. The time that you use in talking and joking, meeting friends, they call you, say, no. You go, I'll come. You sit down to search. There is something you want to see. There is something you want to experience in your life. That you don't use that time you used to search to be gossiping. You understand? There is something you want to experience. Your life, I want my life to be a life full of the word, an experience of the word, where I can say, I saw this in the word, and this is what has happened. I saw this in the word, this is what has happened. When that happens, let the whole of Ghana collapse. You don't care. I said the other day that there are men of God that when they hear that the economy is shaking, they come and begin to blast presidents. Because they are founding whatever they are founding on the natural. When it's on the word, you know that even in the desert place, the Holy Ghost will make a way. Shout hallelujah. Say, my life is founded on... Stand up. Can you please be upstanding? Today we have run out of time. We're not going to be praying. So I want you to make confessions. Amen. And I've said it here before, that there's a difference between making confessions and believing and confessing. There's a difference. One is a spirit of faith. One has dominion. So we say the dominion of the human spirit, because we are talking about a person who is carrying or who can carry the word and also carries the Holy Ghost. And a combination of both will just lead to an explosion. A combination of the word and the Holy Ghost in your spirit. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you catch what I said? So you can go on a search concerning marriage. You say, oh, I'm not looking for any guy. And we didn't say look for a guy. If you do that, it's maybe because you are looking for... No, we are not saying that. Oh, I'm not looking for any lady. That's not what we are saying. We are saying that go on a search concerning marriage and you attract marriage.
Amen.
You didn't get what I said. So there are people who think that... The reason why I'm saying this is because many people trace their source of everything to the natural. Christians. My uncle didn't help me. That is why I'm here. My father did not take me to school. That is why I'm here. my husband this, that's why I'm here. No. Our life is not in the hands of a man. Our life is in the hands of the Word. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, get the Word. Look at someone, tell the person, get the Word. Get the Word. Don't give yourself excuses. You know what the post said? There's some people think that prosperity is just luck. It's based on luck. No. There is nothing like lucky. Who said, I'm lucky? You are lucky. Oh. There is nothing like luck. No. Engage yourself with the Word of God. In the Word of God. The Word. The Word. Look at someone, tell the person, the Word. There is no room for lazy Christians. If you want to be as successful as God has determined, or as the Spirit of God has determined, you need the Word of God. For without the Word was not anything made that was made. So whatever you are expecting that God do, you are wasting your time. God even himself did not do anything because he's God. He did what he did because he had his Word with him. So you are you more wiser than God? No. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm not an ordinary person.
I'm not an ordinary person.
Say, I'm going for a search in the Word. Say, I'm going for a search in the Word.
I'm going for a search in the Word.
Say, I have the Holy Spirit in me.
I can have the Word in my spirit.
Say that and say, I have the Holy Spirit in me.
I can have the Word in my spirit.
Say, when I have the two,
when I have the two,
I'm in control. Then say this. Say that the Word of God proceeds from my spirit.
The Word of God proceeds from my spirit.
The Spirit of God proceeds from my spirit.
The Spirit of God proceeds from my spirit.
Say again, say, I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
And the Word of God,
and the Word of God
proceeds from my spirit.
Proceeds from my spirit.
And the Spirit of God,
and the Spirit of God
proceeds from my spirit.
So the workings of God
are from my spirit. Say the workings of God
are from my spirit.
Say the workings of God,
they are from my spirit.
Shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to someone, tell the person. You are looking at the next what? Mention anything you want to say. I declare over you that you'll be one of the influential persons in the world.
Amen.
You'll be influential in your business.
Amen.
In your workplace.
Amen.
Some of you are working, you say, oh, I need a promotion. Where I'm working there, my salary is small. You don't know what you're talking about. It is not how small your salary is that matters. It's how big your source is that matters. There is a supernatural source that I will introduce you to. Where are the 10 people? Are they here? If you didn't come last week, we call them the big 10. You know, one day, let me tell you something. Some of you, when you go to church every day, you hear sweet, sweet sermons. You're happy every day. You go to sweet, sweet sermons. One day, Jesus went to teach. He had 70 people. He sent the 70 to go and cast out demons and heal the sick. When they came back, he taught them. When he was teaching them, they got offended.